It's not long past 9 p.m. and I've been in bed for over an hour or so. I was in bed this afternoon as well, but I had to get up and drag my very achy carcass into Northampton to do a photo shoot. I really, really did not want to move, let alone work. But when there's people relying on you, you kind of somehow, I guess, find a way of doing it. If they'd have said, "Do you really want to come? We don't mind," I would have said, "Please let me lie here." I'd quite happily sacrifice the wage so that I could have rested a bit more, and I have no idea what I have. I do know, though, that it's come at a time when, very unusually, I have the house totally to myself. Just me, not even the dog. The other half is away on business, and as a result of me working tonight, I'd arrange for little Minnie mentally to be babysitted elsewhere. And the dog is being sat as well, which is really weird. I can't actually remember the last time I was in the house completely on my Todd without the dog, who normally is sitting around, especially if, like just a few moments ago, I ventured downstairs to get something, anything to eat. She's always around my feet on the off chance I drop something or give in and throw something. I've just been popping grapes like pills, trying to self-medicate with fruit. I haven't been hungry all day. I've hardly eaten a thing, which for me is a sure sign of something being wrong. I managed to get to a shop just before it closed and bought some lem sips, which I'm thinking the only reason why I can actually be bothered to record this now is because of the miracle healing properties of a hot drink laced with painkillers and anti-flu stuff. Of course, the man in the shop says I've got the stomach sickness after I'd explained my symptoms. I don't think he was a doctor because he was working in the shop. But he said, "Yeah, you got the stomach sickness, that'll be over in no time." Interesting though, because I guess he gets to see a lot of people coming in for Lemsip and they all complain what they've got. And then the day afterwards, he may or may not know that they're better. So I'm hoping so, because tomorrow I'm off to Bury, just north of Manchester. And I've got kind of an informal dinner with some people where I'll be doing a bit of a workshop. And then the next day, I will be at Digital Bury talking and, doing a bit of interviewing and stuff on the side. And then the day after that, I will be in Manchester. Actually, probably the night of Digital Bury, because I believe it's Manchester Twestival. I'm going to try and get over to that. And then, I'm doing a full day on the Friday social media workshop for film organisations, cinemas and film festivals and things like that, which is kind of good. And then, who knows? I've got some stuff next week. Just had an exciting email stating that I come to Doha in Qatar? Never been. Actually, no, I think I have. I think I just stopped off there at the airport, though. Never actually seen the country, so that's exciting. Got Perugia in not too long at all with Media 140 crew, which is looming up fast. And, of course, Coal Social in Bosnia, which, again, is really exciting. So I need to shake all forms of bugs and illnesses. And drink some of this vitamin C I have here. I'm really not one for medicines at the best of times, but when it's like this and you're lying there and sometimes just being still is an incredible release, just stopping for a moment. And it feels almost ecstatic, but it's not. It's just the fact the pain has reduced, or the aching has reduced somewhat, so you just lie there. And I did that earlier on, and I completely passed out and had a good couple of hours of sleep, which was obviously much needed. Even thinking is breaking a sweat, so we'll see. Oh, you don't want to be sitting here listening to me whinge about my illness. There's people really ill. But yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. Tomorrow, who knows, I may well be a completely different person. I hope so. I've got a 3-hour drive and then some, and then go over my slides when I confirm how long I'm talking for. So, exciting to say the least. Have a lovely evening, whatever you're doing. Hopefully you're not listening to me. It's sounding semi-miserable. I'm going to crawl back up the stairs, crawl into bed, and probably pass out. Yeah.